Hey friend, it's Marca here, Marca y Mazur podcast. I am hesitant to talk today, but you've asked about it so many times, so here we go. Here's the thing, I don't want to be an influencer. The last thing I want to do is influence you to do anything that you will follow mindlessly because Monica said so. Everything that I do has a purpose, and everything that I do for you, I want for it to cause you to shift how you look at things, to cause you to think for yourself, to look, do this behavior works for me, or do this person benefit me and my life, or do this job, you get the point. So now, I don't want to influence you so you blindly just follow what it is that I do, but in this case, I took the kind of angle, and I will take the kind of angle that will fit my narrative for you. Because if we're talking about night routine, that's so basic. Like a TikTok influencer who's 25 and showing her things that she has in her bathroom. Like that just, However, the reason I want to share this with you, my night routine specifically, is for those of you who are my fitness clients, you'll be able to resonate and or learn, especially learn, because I do a lot more than you do. And I know this because I've never shared it. And if I've never shared it, you don't know this because it's very specific and I've learned it from a few different people. And so you'll be able to learn what it is that I do and perhaps learn and do something for yourself. Those of you who are not having any kind of night routines and you're scrolling on your phone and drinking wine and watching TikToks, perhaps this is going to pull you out of your non-workable routine and you'll be able to adapt some of it for yourself. And for all of you, what I want to say is creating a night routine that I look forward to every single night has tremendously changed how my life is. And this is not an exaggeration. Here is how. So my nights were always very late. I'm a night owl. I don't like to go to bed early. I can be full on doing things at midnight and 1 a.m. Now, what that would do is I wake up kind of groggy, kind of tired, kind of meh. And all the beauty routines, if you will, that I do or I did, I had to do in the morning. And that would eat up my entire morning. And then I would begin work at noon, which I do still. However, the morning just felt sloppy. I was showing up for the first session of the day, and typically the group session, not at my best, not fully rejuvenated, in my best, at my best energy, just at my best in general. And so about a year ago, I decided to start adding things at night that would benefit me. And the whole thing has clarified over the few months, the whole routine. But it's changed everything for me. And this is why I want to share this with you. It's changed everything for me because, one, I don't stay up at night doing nonsense. I still stay up late and later than most of you because I get to sleep in every day. That's just how I like it. But I utilize this time to do things that not only benefit my body, but also my mind, and also create a ripple effect in my life and result in my life. And this is why I wanted to share this with you. So I stay with my dogs after work, of course. We sit by the fireplace, especially now in the winter. In the summer, we would sit outside. Now we sit by the fireplace. We're just being, I don't say lazy, just being cuddling with the dogs, basically, on the floor in front of the fireplace. My favorite winter activity. In the summer, we would be outside and we would take a walk. Now it's outside. It's inside, obviously. And then I, you know, get the house together, tidy up everything because I don't like to deal with any kind of mess. It's always tidy, but I really put everything together, dishes, if there's laundry, laundry. And then I head to the bathroom. I love my bathroom. Love my shower, love everything. Now, the products, I'll have Samuel create an Amazon storefront, like one folder with all the things that I'm going to be mentioning, because we're not listing all these in the show notes. That would be ridiculous. So you'll just have that link to the Amazon store if you want to look up, you know, what I'm talking about. So I take everything shower, as TikTok calls it. What that is shaving my entire body, putting lotion on myself, putting mask on my face or oil or something. And what else do I do? Every other day is hair washing day. Every couple of days is a nail care day, meaning making sure my cuticles are up to par. And mask on the face pretty much every night. And then lotion on the entire body. And then body oil. And I do, and I mean it, like I will shower. It takes only 15 minutes. I did laser hair removal a few years back, but I still like to shave my entire body. Okay, not my belly and my back, but everything else, yes. Just because it exfoliates your skin really nicely, it takes off all the lotions and moisturizers, and I do shower at least twice a day, in the morning and at night, and sometimes during the day if I have a tremendous workout, and I do often do that. So to make sure that my skin is good, I will use moisturizers, but then of course you don't want to build up on that. So shaving just exfoliates your skin, gets rid of the lotions and all as you're showering. And then after you get out, lotion and body oil. And what I do, this is going to sound weird because that's the name of it, it's called wood therapy, okay? Sounds weird, it's not weird at all. I've learned it a long time ago from my Colombian friend, who at the time owned a spa in Newington, Connecticut, where I would go twice a week. And they would call these molding massages. And they were phenomenal. I love them for the muscle recovery, but also obviously for skin, for cellulite, and for, I guess you could say the umbrella term would be for the skin. I got a set that I'll link in the Amazon store for you. It's like a wooden cup, a wooden stick kind of foam roller, and this like spatula thingy. I don't use a spatula thingy. The foam roller I used to use a lot, now a lot less, because I would push so hard I would bruise my legs. Literally, I would bruise my legs. And then the cup I use all the time. And then I also, in Poland, got this cup that's kind of a silicone. And I think it's silicone, just thick. And that one is like cupping. That one I use as well. And then there's also, this sounds conceptual, but you'll get the picture in a second. I also have this like rubbing thing with sticking little pointing stingies. Now, this is something that I'll do pretty much every single night. So after the shower, after the everything shower, with a mask on my face, lotion on my body, I put body oil on my legs from knees up and on my waist. And I use the cup, and I use the other cup. Like depending on the day, I'll use one or the other. And this is phenomenal for muscle recovery. It's amazing for the skin. It's amazing to reduce or eliminate. At this point, I don't think I have any cellulite. If I would squeeze my legs on the side and just see, the skin is tight when you're losing fat. And you know, I've dropped maybe 12 or so pounds on the scale within the last year. Gradually, of course. I just wanted to be leaner. I eliminated any kind of processed pastries, cookies, any kind of thing that would be carby and starchy. And instead, I have fat and protein. For example, I have smoked salmon or peanut butter, almond butter, things like that. And not the processed starch things, especially with sugar and fat. So between that and the wood therapy, my skin has never been better, not even when I competed. And you know, I'm about to turn 41. But the reason I wanted to share this with you is I will literally get out of the shower, get all oiled up, get in my bed, and I will get my legs up in the air. I know. And I will massage each leg. I will do all the crevices and all. And it's an amazing thing, especially for those of you who walk a lot and who use your legs a lot. You have to make sure that you are maintaining the self-care of your legs, because if you're continuously spending hours and hours and hours just walking, whether on your treadmill at work or doing burn with me and training, you have to make sure that you put your legs up the wall and let the blood, let the fluid that's accumulated there over the day, just go down. The lymphatic drainage, if you will. It's not specifically lymphatic drainage, but I will spend 20 minutes or so doing a massage every single day. I love doing it on the waist. I love doing it on the lower back, on the legs. The wooden tool is pretty hardcore. Now, a few things you want to make sure is that you are not pulling your skin down, because obviously you don't want crepey skin. So you always go up on the legs. On the waist, same thing. You know, I thought about recording some videos on this, but I do it butt naked. So I don't know what kind of videos I could record. Perhaps for BBM members, I could do it and put it within the app for my female clients. Like, I don't know, in like some thong without any skin showing. I don't even know how to do it because it's done butt naked, basically. I love it because between food and training and those, like I said, my skin has never been better, healthier, more elastic, looking very tight, and also being moisturized, because every single day I slather myself in cocoa butter. You'll have it listed and linked, or oil. And so in the morning, my shower is just like a 5-second rinse off, and I'm good to go. I put my makeup on, I'm good to go. I just want to make sure I rinse off the excess stuff. And yes, you have to wash your sheets often, but what's the big deal? It's your body. Your body you get to live in forever. This is the body you want to take care of. You can sell the house, you can sell the car. The body you have for life, take care of it. So back to the beginning. Oh, I didn't mention I brush my teeth twice. So I brush my teeth with a toothpaste, regular toothpaste, usually that I bring from Poland because I'm weirdo. I like different toothpaste. And so then I will floss very diligently. Floss your damn teeth. And then I will brush my teeth again with either, Lita has a toothpaste that has salt in it and it kind of like gently polishes your teeth. Or at Whole Foods you can buy toothpaste that's powder. It's baking soda with some other stuff. Not you mixing anything. I'm not like a forest person who's going to be mixing her own potions. This is just no shade to forest people who mix their own potions, but that's not me. So at Whole Foods you can buy that powder. So I'll brush my teeth, floss, and then brush them again with this polishing thing. So that's part of the whole night routine. And I usually do it in the shower. I have toothbrush in the shower and out of the shower, so it's convenient. So teeth are part of it. Then the whole shaving, putting lotions on, mask on my face, lotion on the feet, and the feet need to be scrubbed as well. And then doing the cupping, which is the wood therapy, with the cup, either the wooden cup or the silicone cup. The silicone cup is really great because it pulls your skin and separates your fascia and your skin and your muscles in there, get a different level of recovery. It is freaking painful. It's painful, but the best way possible, especially within inside of your inner thighs. It feels phenomenal. Phenomenal on your IT bands, on the outside of your legs, especially if you're training with me, because you're getting a lot of glute work with bands. So this feels amazing. You'll be able to see all the products, but I do this every single night, no exception. And what that did to me and to my life is that I will not scroll. That's another thing. I will either listen to an audiobook or a podcast or my hypnosis recording. So it's also a mental thing. If I had a particularly charged day and/or a lot of conversations with clients, a lot of kind of noise, and I want to be in silence, I will set, there's this one YouTube recording that's like probably 8 hours or something. It's called Manifestation Music. I don't know if it's manifesting anything, but the point is that I like it. It's kind of a background music with a good vibe. So I'll set that. Yes, I have a speaker in my shower as well. I will link that as well. So I will have that on as for ambiance and or education. Books also listed in my Amazon store, so you can check. So there's that background. And so there's no scrolling on TikTok. There's no scrolling and watching things mindlessly. I'm never a TV person, so that's out of the question. But for those of you who eat mindlessly because you need to do something with your fingers and your hands, switching to a night routine that you enjoy will do wonders. You are not going to be eating popcorn and chips while you're in the shower, okay? And I know that it might be like, some of you might be like, oh Monica, who has time for this? You do. You just have to stop doing the things that are not contributing to you. Not scrolling, not watching, not being mindless, but rather do something that will take care of you. Also, so the eating, the mindless eating, for those of you who do that, I didn't do that, but to me, it was to get me to bed earlier than I normally would have gone to bed without, having like a path to get me to bed. I look forward to it because I feel so loved and taken care of by myself. And here's the thing, I did all these things before. I used masks and I took care of my body, but the intention behind it is completely different. It's to show yourself love. It's to show yourself care. For those of you who are like baby stepping into self-care or growth or expansion of yourself as a human being, like if you're nowhere in that conversation of like growth or creating a business, or if this is completely foreign to you, and or if you're like in a funky mode, or you're feeling stuck, or you're not jiving, your life is not, you don't have the mojo, okay? This can get you on the straight path to your mojo. Why? Because these are items of least resistance. You have to brush your teeth. You have to shower, even if you are not feeling your mojo, because you're going out in public and you're seeing people and you have to be clean. You get me? So when you do those things, you have to do those things anyway. But when you do those things to show yourself love, these are things of least resistance. I'm not asking you to walk 10,000 steps. I'm not asking you to, I'm not telling you that this would work for you to walk 10,000 steps a day or 20. I'm not asking you to even walk 5. Or I'm not asking you to go to the gym or even to lift weights. This is the easiest, simplest form of doing self-love, doing self-care. But think about the intention behind it. So it will prevent you from doing things that are destructive, like drinking. Although I do know people who will drink in a shower or a bath, which I think is just so ridiculous. But okay, to each its own. But it will prevent you from eating junk food. And it would allow you to set the tone for the night, to have something you are looking forward to. And chances are you already have all the products that you could use. You have the mask and you have the lotions and you have the things, but use them daily and see how your body changes as you love on it. It's a true thing. It's a thing that happens in reality. Is when you're taking care of yourself, when you're taking care of your body responds to it, of course, just like anything else. So many folks abuse their bodies and then they're surprised that their bodies are overweight, tired, sick. Not good. I had a conversation with a service provider last week. This is someone whom I saw a couple months ago, and I just spent some time with this person. And then I just recently saw this person again, and I spent some time with them as well. And when we talked in September, what they said to me is that they'll work on themselves because they're in such a deep place and dark place, and they need to shape up. And I shared some stories that were relevant from my life, and we chatted. And we're meeting months later, and this person's further down than they were when we met before. And I asked the person, I was like, do you have a night routine? What do you do at night? I get drunk. Well, there you go. So I was like, listen, how about start small? Do those little least resistant things. Do those small little acts of love. Because here's the thing. If you can't love yourself, how on earth are you expecting that someone else is going to love you? You are so desperate to find love in the world, but you don't even love yourself. You don't respect yourself. You don't have integrity when it comes to yourself. You say the things that you're going to do, and then you don't do them. It starts with you. No wonder you're in this deep, dark place. If time after time you break the word you gave to yourself, if time after time you don't respect yourself, you getting drunk every night, eating junk, treating yourself like a trash can, just throwing food in your mouth, that is disrespectful to yourself. That is not love. If you time after time showing yourself that, how are you expecting that the universe, God, or whatever you believe in, will deliver this prince on a white horse or black horse, whichever one you prefer, for you to love you? No, you'll find people who will be very clear to see right away that I can walk all over this person. I can disrespect this person. This person has no boundaries. This person doesn't love themselves, so I don't need to love them. I just will utilize them for what I need and I'll leave. And then you're even more broken. You have to start with you. So back to the night routine. It begins with the teeth. Brush, floss, brush. Then we go to everything shower. Shave the arms. Shave the legs. Shave all the other places. Minus the belly button and the back, because I can't reach there. Everything lotion, cocoa butter, or this other lotion that I have, body cream. I love it. I'm not going to try to pronounce the brand. It will be all linked. And if I use cocoa butter, I use the cocoa butter body oil. If I use the Alba brand, Alba Botanica, I think it's called, then I'll use the Alba Botanica oil. I also use their shampoo and conditioner, and they're phenomenal. It smells so good. You can get them at Whole Foods or on Amazon. And they're all natural. Love them. Mask on the face. I have a variety. I always bring them from Poland. And lotion on the feet. And then do the wood therapy, either with the cup or with the pokey little things or with the other cup. Again, I'll link all of the things. And I first do those wood therapy thing. It's hard to describe. Just remember, you go up. You don't pull your skin down. It's kind of like rolling a dough. I haven't rolled a dough in like a million years. I don't bake. But roll the dough up on the waist to sideways, and then I will lay in bed, put my legs up in the air, and do it so that the blood can flow down, because I first do it standing, especially the back of the legs and the inside of the legs. And then I will lay down and I lift my legs up, and I do this laying down so that the blood can go down. And then I'll also kind of spread the body oil on the lower legs to do the calves. Again, especially if you walk a lot, it's beneficial. And then I put the lotion on my feet, put socks on, and then I go to bed. Also visualizing before going to bed. No phone, no scrolling, no more. Since, like, from the moment the routine begins, there's no Instagram, there's no TikTok, there's no texting, there's no WhatsApping, no calling, nothing. It is just spa style or the book. And actually, the later we get into the night, if I begin this earlier, I will do audiobook or a podcast, but the later in the night, it's going to be only hypnosis recording or the spa music, the manifesting music, nothing crazy, so that you can zone out. Oftentimes I will make warm tea, either decaf or some fruit tea that I get from the Polish store, and that is it for the night. Before going to bed, I lay down in bed. My left hand is right underneath my chest and my right hand is below, and then as I hold myself to kind of ground myself, I visualize what I want to see, what I'm currently working on, whom I want to be, and how I want my days to be in an ideal world, so that it can translate into my dreams, so that it can translate into my subconscious, so then it can translate into my life after I wake up. This routine, this whole shebang, takes about an hour. Of course, it can be less, it can be more, because you can shorten each aspect. The whole shaving and lotioning will take maximum 20 minutes. so it's not long at all. I do enjoy it. I savor it. It's not something that I like just do for doing. I do it because I enjoy it. And you don't need to go as extensive as I do it. That's not the point. The point is that it will help you settle down for the night. It will help you avoid eating poorly or drinking, because you can make yourself tea and then say to yourself, no more going to the kitchen if you have, like, well, let's say a drinking problem, or you have a drinking habit that you want to get rid of. It will help you have a better morning, because you will be set up for the day, so you can just rinse off and go, or you can avoid showering, whatever you choose. Like I said, for me, my morning shower is about 3 minutes, because I just rinse off, and that's that, get myself going for the day. Of course, if I'm, you know, washing and drying my hair, it takes longer. If I do, I sleep in a bonnet. Oh yes, I have one. Although I have to test something out to keep my hair straight just the way it is naturally. So this might change. But hair is every other day. And then so obviously then I do less of the massage. But if I don't do the hair, I do more of the massage. But again, this is something that's changed my life so much. And I strongly recommend you adapt a night routine of sort, so that you can experience for yourself the transformative power of doing something daily for yourself that is soft and feminine. And I know those of you who work with me are easy peasy to go and do 12 miles a day of walking, or come live and train with me hardcore, or go to the gym and train hardcore, or lift heavy, or add weights, or do more. This year is about being in the soft feminine era, for me at least. And the push and the grind and the ass to the grass, foot to the pedal to the floor, whatever you call it, that is over. I recognize that, and this is going to be a whole different topic. Many of you asked me about this as well. As an immigrant who came to this country, this year will be 20 years ago, so now 19 and a half, I chose to be the way I was. Very strong, very independent, very gritty, very masculine, very, very masculine. I chose that in order to create the life that I have right now. To create the home, the business, the car, the freedom financially, schedule, location, all the things that I have right now, I had to be this way to create. And I recognize that all these things, as much as I love them and I'm so grateful for them, the freedom, the sleeping in, all of the things, I love it, I'm so grateful for it. This way of being no longer serves me. This way of being worked when it did, but it doesn't anymore. And whom I'm choosing to be now is someone who goes with the flow, not like a dead fish, but someone who goes with the flow of life, someone who is truly loving towards herself so that she can be truly loving towards others, someone who is in her feminine energy, someone who is feminine, not just because the way I look, because I've always looked somewhat like that. And not because I do something that I didn't do before, because I always took care of myself, getting my nails done, getting my toes done, getting my hair done, blah, 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 blah. Always did that. But the intention behind it is different. Before, it was just maintenance. It was doing things. It was just get it done, because it has to be done. It's part of the image. It has to be done. Now, it is a part of a feminine ritual that I set for myself. And I think that's the bottom line here, is that all these things that I do, minus the wood therapy, I didn't do that before, but most of the things that I do now I did before, but the intention behind it is completely different. And that's what I would invite you to do as well. Because chances are that if you're listening still, you are one of my super type A, super top notch female clients who has been pushing and grinding and working hard. Perfectionist, type A, maybe a recovering perfectionist, maybe a clean freak, maybe a control freak, all these things. Yes, I raise my hand to all of those things. And while they serve you at different stages of your life to be fully at peace, to fully embrace you for who you really are, you have to allow the feminine part of you to blossom. You have to allow the part of you that you've been smushing so hard to come to the surface. And only when you do, you'll be able to create the kind of life that works for you inside out, that feels good on the inside, looks good on the outside. And this is what I've achieved with this way of being. That for the first time in my life, in 40 years of my life, 41 in 2 weeks, I truly love who I've become. I love the way I treat myself, and therefore it allows me to be there for others the way I've never been before. It allows me to see people for who they are, with no make wrong, even if someone has to be let go of from my life. There's no make wrong there. I truly have love for them and for where they are and what they need, even if our paths have to go separate ways. And I want to invite you to take this journey for yourself, to see what you discover for yourself. I didn't think that talking about bath and shaving legs will lead us here, but here we are. So, thank you so much for being here all the way until 33 minutes. I appreciate you very much. If this resonated, please let me know which part. All the products will be listed. There's going to be a separate folder in the Amazon store so you can access them, and the link will be in the show notes. And as always, I appreciate you being here. Also, if you know someone who could resonate with this episode, send it to them. And I will, another thing, we'll go back to once a week podcast so you can listen, you can have this settle. If you haven't heard some of the old episodes, scroll back. There are many on all different topics, with clients, without clients, by myself, on all the things. And I'll be seeing you on social every single day, as I always do, and I will be here for you every Tuesday. Thank you so much.